Hi, it's Deidre Shen here from The Growth Boss. And in today's episode, we're going to be reflecting actually on our disappointing results. We did a podcast episode a couple of weeks back, and I just wanted to spend some time again on that to really delve into the emotional side, the mindset side, and give you guys a little bit of insight into what we're thinking and the step that potentially we might have missed. So we will be right back after this intro. The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from zero to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing. That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai, and this is the Growth Boss Podcast.
Here's what to do when you take a big tumble.
That's a good one. Wow. you're really putting the effort in. I'm impressed.
Each time you sound surprised.
I am running out of words, but you know.
That's okay.
Hey, the context that it's in, that's what's important. It's always about the context. But yeah, so this is a good one because obviously I want to talk about what happens when something bombs, when you do take a tumble. And this is actually something from a couple of weeks ago. We did a podcast episode called Our Six Character Launch, I was just reflecting on that. I was like, I just don't think that we probably delved enough into the mindset perspective of like when you feel that sharp disappointment.
Yes.
Or frustration or whatever it is, that negative feeling when you put all this effort in or all this time into it and you have all these expectations and it doesn't happen. And so I just want to talk about that because I think that that happens a lot for all of us. And sometimes it can either, when we don't know how to, I guess, handle it or manage it, then it could actually be the breaking point for us to continue going forward. Or we might be like, well, this strategy doesn't work, or this so-and-so doesn't, or whatever, right? And sometimes I think we just have to know that not everything's going to work from day one. Like we just have to be okay with that. So I want to have a think about, you know, how we're feeling at that point in time and then really sort of sitting in that for a little bit.
Yes.
Because that's important, right? Like you need to sit in the frustration, the disappointment, the whatever it is that you're feeling. You want to sit in it long enough so that it actually makes you, it takes you into an emotion that creates action. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is depending on how you respond to things, you know, some people might become angry over it. Some people might become more competitive or whatever it is, right? But you want this, you want to sit in it long enough for you to feel the next emotion. So what does that lead to? For example, if it's anger, and then you want to channel that emotion into making sure that you take action and the next right action. That's what you want to be doing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's kind of what I want to talk about and what I wanted to reflect on because I know that when we spoke about it, we kind of went straight to, I think we kind of skipped that bit.
Yeah.
We went straight to, okay, well, this is our learning.
Yeah, this is a lesson. This is what we're going
to
do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's, if we were to go back there to sort of like the fact that we had this launch and we did six characters. Go listen to that episode, but it was like the dollar sign, two digits, a full stop. And 2 more digits. That's our six character launch.
Because I was like, how is it a six character? I think I forgot about the decimal point.
Yeah. Very key.
I was like, it's a 5 character launch, if nothing else.
Yeah. Very, very key. So yeah, did you want to kick us off, Bonna?
Yeah, and I think this kind of flies in the face because I know that definitely as I've gotten older, you know, this is just more of an emotional regulation piece, but like, you know, a lot of the time I think, and this is a good skill, emotional regulation is a very good skill to have because how else do you get anything done in this world? You know, because there's so many things that will trigger you.
Yes.
But you know, sometimes I know that me personally in almost like, because emotional regulation is such a important thing for me, but I can very quickly rationalize, right? Which is kind of like, and people, those of you who don't know the difference between like taking a rational approach to things and rationalizing things, rationalizing is one of the most emotional things you can do. So I think, you know, it's a real danger that, you know, that I know I can definitely be, you know, be where it's kind of like you go into problem solving mode, skipping a couple of steps, or you go, I'll come back to that later to sort of fix this, which is also fine because that's reality, but yes, you never go back to it. You know, it's kind of like you just keep going. And when you rationalize something, the issue, it becomes a super emotional problem because you haven't actually worked through your emotions and they're just, they're dormant and they are basically dictating a lot of your future actions, mm-hmm. which you think you're in control of, but you're actually not. So I think this is actually a really important step. And for me, I think definitely, you know, and it kind of flies in the face because you think, especially as women, and I know we have a, you know, we have a man in our founding team for Baker Box, but definitely as women, I think we're so, we don't want to be that emotional person, right? We're like, oh, I have the answers. Let me, yeah, I'm a serious business person or whatever. That's not how I talk about myself.
No one would think that of you, Bonna. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Just, I am a person. Yeah. you know, like, it's almost like, yeah, what is that emotion, as you say? And then, like, what is the thing? How can you understand it? And you know, like, turn it into an empowering emotion. I think that's going to move you into the right action. Because I know definitely for me, and I guess, you know, would be keen to hear about your personal experience in that as well. I felt a lot of, like, obviously disappointment because that's just across the board. Like, that's impossible to not feel. But then, like, I think, you know, when you kind of are like the final person in the process, right? Because we obviously allocate our work out. And then, you know, it's a team thing. But then if for in my case, I was responsible for putting the emails together and sending and hitting send or schedule. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like it's all riding on that. And yeah. I know more than that is riding on that, right? But it's a very crucial element. But, and it can kind of feel like you can feel like you stuffed up, like personally, you know? And I know there's something to be said for accountability and all of that, but that's not necessarily, like, you know, so, but it's also important for you to sit in that, I think, and go, okay, well, actually, and then my true learning after that is kind of to go, other than like, here's all the things we're going to do going forward. It's kind of like, okay, so like, what could I have, like, what actually led to the disappointment? Was it just like, I thought we were going to have a 6-figure launch and now it's a 6-character launch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or is actually the disappointment in like more like, did I let unnecessary things get in the way? Right. Or, you know, could I have managed my time better? Could I have you know, all of these other things that actually make these things happen.
Mm.
And it's not about comparing yourself to other businesses that have 10 team members to do just that thing, right? Yes. So it's not about that. But within your resources, what could you have done? And that's important because to trace the source of your disappointment.
Yes.
What are you actually disappointed in? Because it can be so easy to be like, I was disappointed in the 6-character launch.
Yeah.
When perhaps you were, are you just feeling, you know, in this case, it's like, it's just really sucks that we don't have more resources for this business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real reality, right? Yes. Because we're doing this super part-time. Yes. Because we've got so many other things going on. Yes, ideally we would have done this. Like, am I actually basing it on an ideal that can't exist?
Yes.
You know, so I think it's really, really important to understand the source of your, not judge it, but understand the source of your emotion at that time, which for me was overwhelming disappointment.
Mm.
And it was really hard for me to motivate myself to, and then again, we had this conversation too. It was like, oh, this list just sucks. These people, like, they don't buy anything. We're gifting it to them and they don't want to buy. Like, you know, you can get, LOL. Wow,
so that's what you
would know. But like, remember how it comes with LOL, but yeah, it's like your brain just wants to blame something external.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah. All the time. That's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of like, which is, it can be a mobilizing emotion if you understand it.
Yes.
Although you're just going to go, let's start from scratch. Let's just, you know, forget about these people. And you're going to be in this constant state of just like trying to prove yourself to the world.
Yeah.
When really it probably just needs a little adjustment. Yes. But I think it's also that emotion's valid too.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of go, okay, where is that coming from? Is because are you just, you know, do you just feel like you didn't put enough into it, whatever that means, and you're lashing out in a way, hilariously, of course, yeah, but, you know, at this external.
Yes.
That they have no ability to defend themselves.
Yeah. I'm just here because I just, you know, opted in for something.
Exactly. Your email sucks. What can I say? Exactly. Or whatever, you know. Or if they're distracted, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I think for me, like, I probably go through the, to be honest, the journey a lot quicker because, again, like, you know, I probably, you know, the amount of times that I've felt intense acute disappointment, I think I've just learned to get through that quicker. But I think now, like, the important thing for me is, as I said before, is like getting into that, like, for example, for Baker Box, I do feel a sense of competitiveness now where I'm like, okay, well, I know, and this is the strange thing, right? Because this is what we say all the time. We say this to our group, we say this, but again, we, you know, we're human, so we fall into this trap time and time again ourselves where we're like, we just like rest on our laurels and we're just like, yeah, we're just going to send these emails out. We know how to send email. We know how to do emails. And we're just going to bank sales, right? Like, that's how it works. And like, oh, no, you guys, like, you know, the strategy works because we've done this time and time again, but sometimes it's like the tweaks. And this is where the competitiveness comes in because it's like, okay, I know that this, and it's more competitiveness against myself, right?
Yeah,
because
sure.
It's like, I know that this works. We've done this before. So it's not the strategy. It's not, it's just going to be
not
like,
product.
It's not the product. It's none of that. It's literally, okay, we just have to like, the competitiveness comes and then like mobilize can be like, okay, where did it go wrong? Like, let's look at the data again. Everything comes back to that. What can we now improve? And so I go through that really quickly, which is why I think even in that episode was kind of like, okay, let's just go from A to Z, right? Like 0 to 100 because, you know, we just go through that process a lot quicker. But yeah, it was like, you know, for me, it was like 5 minutes of like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. Like, that's not ideal.
Mm.
Definitely would have wanted something more, but then very quickly it's like, okay, how do we get that? How do we get that more?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get the results that we know that we can? And then it's like, let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of it. So you guys, like, this is important, right? Like, no matter how long you've been in business, no matter, like, you are going to get disappointed. It's just going to happen. So how do you feel that disappointment? Not like wallow in it, not like spend the day in bed or eating ice cream about it. And I know sometimes that's going to be, you know, very tempting to do, but how do you kind of like feel it enough to drive you into that next emotion that will actually get you acting? That will actually spur you into action. That will actually get you going. Okay, well now, hey, the great thing is that I've put something out there, which means that I have data, right? That's fundamentally what you've done. And now with that data, it can now inform you as to what that next step is that you should be taking.
Yes.
So you guys, when something bombs, like that did for us, then just know that, again, you did it for a reason. Like it happened for a reason. It happens that you could learn from it. It happens that you can feel this, you know, disappointment, but then get you out of that into that next emotion, into action to actually make the next thing better.
I think celebrating is really important too. I think that's something that decision, like the, cause I think I said to you, even less, it's just, it was such a relief to get it out there because now we can base it. We're not constantly negotiating with yourself to go, what if this, what if that? It's like, okay, we put it out there.
Yeah,
they say you get data from real people, right?
Exactly.
So that really takes the pressure off.
Yes, it really, really does. Okay, you guys, so I hope that was helpful. As always, if you liked or didn't like this episode, please leave us a review and a rating. You can do that at bakethispodcast.com/thegrowthboss. That would be very much appreciated if you could help us bump up our podcast rankings, I guess. Then we will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully, what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gon' celebrate life, turning up tonight.